Hi, everybody, and welcome to the second edition of Countdown to Seattle. Mike, the big storyline of the week is Aaron Rodgers' admitted lack of mobility. Yeah. So what do you think they're doing as far as game planning in Seattle for Rodgers?
Boy, I'd have to think with the way Rodgers started out very, very immobile in the first half against the Cowboys, the Seahawks might be ready to challenge him with some blitzes and come after him and see if he can react fast enough, you know, with the one-on-one coverage. The Seahawks are going to trust their secondary, you know that.
They're being aggressive with their game planning, I'm sure. Now, this is the number 11 sacks per pass play team in the league, which is considerably better than what the Packers faced in the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're number 28. So I got to believe that the Seahawks front four is sticking pins in an Aaron Rodgers doll this week, and I got to believe that Pete Carroll is dialing up a lot of blitz-type of rushes. Can the Packers' offensive line hold up against all of that?
Well, they have to hope so, and I think the Packers' offensive line can. This is the unit that is really the leading unit on this offense right now. It has been for most of the season. Remember in week one, Brian Bulaga went down with that knee injury and a couple of sacks and the safety and the game kind of got sideways. The Packers have had this offensive line, this starting five, intact since week three. It's done nothing but get better, get more cohesive. They like the way they're playing, and they're not going to back down.
It might be the best offensive line in the league.
Could be.
I mean, there is evidence to suggest that. And let's not forget about the criticism this offensive line was taking at the same time that Mike McCarthy was saying it's the best offensive line he's had here. Now, McCarthy is a coach who predicted in 2013 the running game would be improved, and it was. He predicted this year, big letters promised, the defense would be improved. I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's the guy who said this is the best line he's had in Green Bay, and I think it clearly is. Maybe we should just listen to Coach McCarthy.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
So you're comfortable then with the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the pocket, the Seahawks are going to know where he is, and the Packers offensive line can protect him?
That's got to be how it works.
And that works for me too. See you on Wednesday for another edition of Countdown to Seattle.